Hey, everybody, and welcome to I Watch Bad Movies So You Don't Have To. I am Joey Valentine, and today's steaming pile of mess comes to you from the same great decade that spawned me. It's 1982's Basket Case. This movie is directed by Frank Hennenlotter, and that may not mean much to you, but to some, he is a body horror god. Someone had already suggested to me to do his movie Bad Biology, and I don't think there was a single scene in that movie that I could have put on YouTube. Basket Case, however, is a good old-fashioned can of corn with hammy acting and terrible special effects. Despite its cult status and not one but two sequels, I assure you that this movie is a steaming pile of shit, and you will be glad that I watched it for you. So are you ready? Get your popcorn, put on your helmet, and let's roll the film. We start off someplace, somewhere, with some guy, who the f*** knows. A man is home alone, and something is grunting and watching him from the outside. Afraid that it might be Stunner Boy, he calls the police for assistance, but the thing outside pulls the phone cord out of the wall.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit.
He then gets his nose honked by a rubber hand and dies in a pool of Taco Bell mild sauce. Cut to Dwayne Bradley, a kid from upstate, fresh off the Greyhound to New York City, walking down the street carrying a basket. A man starts following him and offers him every drug ever invented ever, and it's pretty impressive.
Smoke, I got joints and bags, nickels and dime bags, gold Columbia smoke. I got acid, blotters, rainbows, windowpane, speed downs, second off, volume, mescaline, THC. I've got some good cocaine, Quaalude, Beauties, Methadrine, Chiba, Panama Red, Angel Dust. Check it out, man. Tranquilizing, enemies, Librium, Poison, Tie Sticks, Methadone, Adderall, Red, Junk, Morphine. What do you want, some girls? I got some nice girls. What the fuck is wrong with you anyway, man?
Dwayne stops at the first hotel he comes to and rents a room for him and his basket. Dwayne feeds the basket like six hamburgers and decides to call it a night. He's awoken at 3:30 in the morning by something pacing the floor. It wants to talk, but Dwayne just wants to sleep, and he gets pretty pissed off when it won't leave him alone.
Oh, come on. Gotta get up early.
Yeah.
We've been through this before, you know. Look, I'm not going to stay up half the night talking. It's 3:30 in the morning. Go back to sleep.
Is that my lifestyle?
I'm not going to debate this. Now, good night. For Christ's sake, shut up and let me get some sleep. Always waste sleep to start a conversation.
I'll just save us all a lot of time here and let you know the thing inside Dwayne's basket is his Siamese twin that was cut off of his right side when they were young. Apparently Dwayne was okay, but his twin was just a mass of lumpy, ugly flesh, and the doctors thought he would die when they cut it off of him. Apparently, Dwayne and Lumpy have come to New York to get revenge on everyone that did the surgery. The next morning, a sassy black woman by the name of Casey gives Dwayne the heads up that people are snooping and looking through his keyhole, so he should hide his valuables. Dwayne and his basket then make their way to Dr. Needleman's office because I guess he was involved in the nefarious splitting of the twins. We're introduced to Sharon, a quirky receptionist who gets an immediate hard-on for country boy Dwayne. He doesn't have an appointment, but she makes an exception. Dwayne goes into the doctor's office where he's stuffing chicken or something into his mouth. Doc Needleman tells him to take his shirt off, and that's when we see the scar from when Lumpy was removed. The doctor deuces his pants and realizes who the kid is, but plays it off like he doesn't know him. Satisfied for now that the doctor was scared, Dwayne and the basket start to leave, but Sharon won't give up until she's been cornholed by Dwayne's main vein, and she offers to show him the city. Dwayne puts the basket out of hearing range and says he'll meet her tomorrow. Then for some reason he takes the basket to see a movie, falls asleep, and some guy steals the basket. When he gets to the bathroom and opens it, expecting loot, he sees Lumpy instead. The man runs screaming from the bathroom, and Dwayne tells him to control his killing urges until it's the right time. Back over to Dr. Needleman, and he calls up some random lady who is trying to give some young guy a hot Cosby. She answers the phone, and there's an exchange about the operation that removed Lumpy so many years ago, and he thinks the kid was just in his office. She blows it off like it's no big deal and goes back to assaulting the young gentleman. Later that night, Dwayne returns to Needleman's office to drop off Lumpy, and we finally get to see what's in the basket, and holy shit, it's ugly. He gets his nose honked, and then Lumpy rips his guts out. He makes sure to get the doctor's address book for Dwayne, and then they dip. The next day, Dwayne is getting ready to go on a date with Sharon, so he tries to distract Lumpy with a pack of hot dogs and a brand new big screen TV. Dwayne leaves to go on his date, and Lumpy tries to change the channel, and the knob breaks off. More on that in a second. Dwayne and Sharon visit the Statue of Liberty, and Dwayne tells Sharon, "Aw, shucks, I really like you, and tongue f**ks are on Liberty Island." Back at the hotel, Lumpy has completely lost his shit, I guess over the TV, and starts to absolutely destroy their room. This, of course, draws the attention of everyone in the hotel. The tenants are all complaining about the noise, and this guy is yelling because can't a man in an hourly hotel get spanked in peace? The manager unlocks the door and looks around and can't find anything, so he tells everyone to go back to their hookers and drugs and stop making a big deal out of nothing. While in the room, a character named O'Donovan spots Dwayne's cheddar on the nightstand, and when everyone clears out, he goes back to get it. Rather than just take the money and leave, he gets greedy and goes for the basket too. And of course, he gets exactly what's coming to him, a big toothy kiss from Lumpy. O'Donovan screams and runs right to his own room with Lumpy attached to his head, and everyone in the hotel again goes towards the noise. O'Donovan is dead, and bloody prints lead to an open window. Dwayne gets that thing that twins get and heads back to the hotel. He tells Sharon to leave so she won't be killed and runs up to his room. A detective follows him up there and asks to look around. Dwayne says sure, but they don't find anything. After the detective leaves, Dwayne looks around but can't find anything either. That's when a hand comes out of the toilet. Lumpy. Dwayne then has a full conversation with Lumpy, but only Dwayne talks. Dwayne assures Lumpy that he'll never leave him after all they've been through and wraps Lumpy in a towel like a little baby. Next, we're at that Casey Girls bar, and Dwayne is at the bar drinking with that goddamn basket. No one seems to think that's weird. Casey even says, "Why don't you and your picnic basket join me in the back?" If I started going everywhere with a giant picnic basket, people would be like, "Hey, you want to invite Joey?" "Oh, you mean that guy with the giant picnic basket?" They'd be like, "Yeah, what the f*** wrong with that guy?" At a back table, Dwayne and Casey are having some good laughs when she asks what's in the basket, and he tells her, and the conversation goes from lighthearted to really creepy really fast.
"My brother."
"Your brother?"
"No, he's deformed. A freak. He looks like a squashed octopus. Our mother died giving birth to us."
Dwayne passes out, and we flash back to his birth. His father freaks out about the monster his wife just gave birth to, and then we jump 12 years ahead to a social worker coming to meet the boys to approve homeschooling. Dwayne's aunt opens the door, and when he stands up, we see Lumpy is attached to his side. The social worker freezes up in terror and says, "What in the skip is that?" The aunt whisks her away, and we cut to a scene where the dad, Dr. Needleman, the guy from the beginning of the movie, and the woman who was trying to roofie that dude are all talking about removing the monster from Dwayne. Lumpy overhears this, and Dwayne tries to peace out, but he's overpowered and put on a makeshift operating table in the kitchen, and he and Lumpy are both anesthetized. For what feels like an eternity, they cut Lumpy off of Dwayne, and the sounds of blade to flesh are horrifying. I'm not sure how they achieved the sound effects for this scene, but it sounds like someone is stirring a bowl of macaroni and cheese with their penis. I don't know how else to describe the squelching sounds in this scene. Like someone sitting in a bathtub full of mashed potatoes and farting. Or someone making love to an arm floaty covered in Vaseline. They finally remove Lumpy, and I feel like I just gave birth. Later that evening, Dwayne wakes up in bandages, and Lumpy is calling to him through telepathy. He makes his way to the garage out back to a hefty bag, and a hand pops out beckoning him. Then Dwayne's dad wakes up to the sound of sawing and hammering in the middle of the night, and goes down to the world's biggest cellar ever to investigate. He steps on a nail and says, "Ow," and then continues on. Seriously, watch this. Ever stepped on a nail? I have. You're out of commission for the rest of the day. But this guy's reaction to having his foot pierced by a piece of dull, rusty steel is...
Ow!
Dad hears a circular saw start running, and when he looks up, we see a saw that is large enough to cut redwoods. Seriously, what the f*** are they doing in this cellar? Manufacturing lumber? Somehow the saw blade begins rolling towards dear old Dad, and he gets Splitsville. The aunt comes up to the attic where I assume Dwayne is hiding and says, "You can come out now. The police are gone. They couldn't find any evidence of what killed your father." Really? Are they the most inept police force ever? Giant saw. Man cut in half. Something here just doesn't add up. Well, I gotta tell you, I'm stumped. The aunt says she doesn't care about what happened to his father, and she just wants to take care of them both because she is apparently batshit crazy. Yes, let's provide a loving, consequence-free home to a monstrous growth and his host brother with homicidal tendencies. The woman is seriously reading it bedtime stories. Anyway, she dies, and Dwayne finally has his awesome hair helmet. Back in the present day, Casey, Dwayne, and Basket drunkenly make their way up the stairs of the hotel. Casey helps Dwayne into bed, who passes out, and now she wants to see what's in the basket. She opens it, and it's empty. She then goes to her own room and gets changed to go to bed. And that's when we see the tantalizing taking the panties off scene. Of course, when she lays down, behind the pillows is Lumpy, and he tries to cop a feel. Casey screams, and once again the entire hotel comes out to see what the commotion is. The manager goes inside and sees nothing except an open window, which makes me think that Lumpy is quite nimble for a big fat sack of flesh. He's back in his basket, and apparently he has stolen Casey's panties. There are no skid marks, and I thank God for small miracles. Dwayne takes Lumpy to see Dr. Rufy, and she realizes who he is. She tells Dwayne that he should be thanking her and to get out of her office unless he has something else he wants to cut off. Lumpy hilariously springs out of the basket and fish hooks the doctor. At one point, I think Dwayne goes to stop him, and the doctor backhands him, and I laugh hysterically. This woman's screaming goes on for so long and is so annoying that eventually you are rooting for her to die. Back at the hotel, Sharon shows up to tell Dwayne that Dr. Needleman is dead, and she just needs to be with someone right now. They go to his room and start making out, and Dwayne touches breasts for what I assume is the first time ever. Lumpy pops out of the basket, and Dwayne wraps Sharon in a blanket and hucks her out the door, and now this movie is getting to be like a Three Stooges episode. Sharon bangs on the door trying to get back in, despite finding out her boyfriend carries around a basket with a homicidal piranha tooth sack of flesh. Women, right? Later, while asleep, Lumpy makes his way to the window and proclaims that he's Batman. Then, for some reason, Dwayne is running down the streets of New York bare-assed. Seriously. Dude is hanging dong, and I cannot figure out how, why, what the fuck any of this means. You have a big boob girl and a skinny white guy, and the route you take is cock and balls? Dwayne wakes up, and it was all a wet dream, but Lumpy is gone. There's no way that I can show you the next scene without censoring it, and if I did, it wouldn't make any sense. So let's just say that Lumpy murders her by humping her to death. Dwayne shows up right after the climax and sticks him in the basket. He runs down the street yelling, "Never again!" which he continues doing into the hotel and up the stairs, and once again, everyone staying there is drawn to the noise. The manager opens the door, and Dwayne yells at them to get out. The basket pops open, and Lumpy grabs Dwayne by the balls and hoists him into the air. After setting him down, he yells OJ and tackles him out the window. Now he is hanging by his neck while Lumpy holds onto the hotel sign. A man is actually heard saying, "Hey, are you okay up there?" Dwayne finally passes out, and Lumpy lets go, and they both go splat. Roll credits. Funny thing is that there are two sequels to this movie, and they all star the same actor who plays Dwayne. And now I have to see the next one to know exactly how they bring him back to life. Also, is the puppetry or the quality of the movie any better? Remember that wad of cash that we saw in the beginning of the movie? That was the money used to make this movie. Seriously, that was the director's wad of cash he was using to finance this movie. So that's Basket Case. Terrible in so many ways it's hard to put into words. And after an hour and a half, I get to see Dwayne's wang. You're welcome. If you want to suggest a movie, leave it in the comments. And of course, subscribe. Get on the bus to hell with the rest of us. Until next time, America, I love you.